אנחנו קוראים בתלמוד עשר הספירות כאחד.
We are reading from the study of the Ten Sifrot, Volume 1, Part 4, הסתכלות פנימית, page 258 in Hebrew, Chapter 1, Item 6. You can send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Item 6. The last two zivugim da'aka'a are for the following partsuf. All these three kinds of beatings are for the purpose of the partsuf itself. Though the haka'a, the striking, and the bitush of the reshima with the or chozer on each other is for the kelim of the following partsuf. Similarly, the haka'a of the or malchut on the reshima is for the purpose of Kli Malchut of the following Patsuf. Thus, it's been clarified how the first three kinds of Haka'a, beatings, are for the needs of the Patsuf itself, and the last two beatings are for the needs of the following Patsuf.
And that is clear to us, that in the cascading from above downward, the purification of them Partsuf is already for the next Partsuf to come out.
Chapter 2, 12 kinds of Or Chozer. The general Or Chozer rejected from Malchut becomes the Or Makif, surrounding light. Item 7. We find 12 kinds of Or Chozer in the Ari's words. Here they are. The first is the Or Chozer rejected from Bechinat Daled during Istaklut Aleph, when the Masach detains the Or Elyon, the upper light, and does not let it expand there. The Or returns backwards and closes the ten Sefirot, the Or Yashar, direct light. There are two kinds of Or Chozer, reflected light, to discern here. The first is the collective Or rejected from clothing Kli Malchut. There is a great measure of it, especially in the first parts of the Ark we are concerned with. It consists of all of the entire difference between the Ein Sof that fill the entire reality and parts of Ark, which is but a thin cav, a thin line of Or compared to Or Ein Sof. No, that this Or Chozer contains all the Or Makif, surrounding light, in all the Olamot.
Meaning all of this first rejection is also called reflected light, and it becomes the surrounding light, the Or Makif of the Partsuf. So that's the greatest light, because it's before all kinds of calculations for internal, all before that division in the light.
Item 8, Or Chozer that closes the Or Yashar is an outcome of the first Or Chozer rejected from Malchut. The second kind of Or Chozer, reflected light, contained here is the Or Chozer that ascends from below upward, clothing the ten Sefirot de Or Yashar, direct light. There is great depth in that, as there is existence in the Or Chozer rejected from Bechinat Daled, meaning the actuality of the Or that is rejected from there. We must discern negativity in it, which is the force of Haka'a, striking itself, procreating a great Or because of the retirement from the Or. It is a correlation between the Or that is rejected back and Bechinat Daled, which is left empty of that Or. This Or Chozer, which born from the withdrawal from the Or, is the second kind of Or Chozer, rising and clothing the ten Sefirot, the Or Yashar. Hence, it is considered an outcome of the first kind of Or Chozer, especially from the negative Bechina, but through the correlation as mentioned above.
Let's say I'm sitting before the host, and the first all, the first light that I reject, it's the first time I'm rejecting anything. I don't want to be a receiver. The second light, I don't want to receive what's before me. Meaning, it is already mutual with what I have between me and the host. Keep going.
Item 9. There are two kinds of Or Chozer, reflected light, Or Pnimi, internal light, and Or Makif, surrounding light, a great difference between Chub Tum, the Or Pnimi. The above two kinds of Or Chozer are considered Or Pnimi, internal light, and Or Makif, surrounding light, of the ten Sefirot de Rosh. It is so because that Or Chozer clothing, the ten Sefirot de Or Yashar, is a very small part of the collective Or Chozer rejected back.
The first one.
As it is, but an outcome and correlation of the Kli Malchut and the rejected Or. You already know that there are four Bechinot of Or Yashar, direct light, one above the other, called Chochma Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. And Keter is their Shoresh, is their root. The differences among them are indeed great. Hence, the outcome of the correlation of the rejected Or with Bechinat Malchut is not like the outcome of the correlation between the rejected Or and Bechinat Zeranpin, all the more so regarding the Bechinot above Zeranpin.
Ken.
Yeah.
Item 10. Neranchai are born out of the correlation between the rejected Or Chozer and the Kachabtum, the Or Yashar. Now you can understand the birth of the five Orot called Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. The outcome of the correlation of the Or Chozer with Bechinat Malchut is called Or Nefesh. The outcome of the correlation between the Or Chozer and Bechinat Zeranpin is called Or Ruach. The outcome of the correlation between the Or Chozer and Bechinat Bina is called Or Neshama. The outcome of the Or Chozer with Bechinat Chochma is called Or Chaya. And the outcome of the Or Chozer and Bechinat Keter is called Or Yechida.
Meaning that the Or Chozer that is rejected from the Malchut, when, well, it depends where Malchut is, at what degree, and according to that, the Or Chozer gets the form of Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida. Okay? Keep going.
Item 11. If the clothing Or Chozer is a result of the correlation between the rejected Or Chozer and Malchut, it is considered Or Nefesh. Now, the clothing Or Chozer over the ten Sefirot de Or Yashar was an outcome of the Or Chozer with Bechinat Malchut. Hence, the Or extending into these ten Sefirot is called Or Nefesh. It is Bechinat Or Pnimi, internal light of these ten Sefirot, and the collective rejected Or Chozer is the Or Makif, surrounding light of these ten Sefirot. Thus, we have explained two kinds of Or Chozer.
Ken.
There is something I don't understand here. This combination of correlation, what correlation is there between
two contradicting lights, Orot, when they clothe each other, there's a mutual relation between them, yes?
He writes here that there are two kinds of Or Chozer, and he divides them into Or Pnimi, surrounding light, internal light, and Or Makif, surrounding light. And we know that in Or Pnimi, there are five Orot.
The five Orot is in general. Here, it doesn't matter which one, but he takes one of them. He can't five ot, it's an altogether how it gathers in the potsuf. Keep going.
Adam 12. The third Ochozer is that which is clothed in Malchut Derosh. It is the origin in the Keter for both the 10 Sefirot de Ochozer in the Rosh and the 10 Sefirot in the Guf. The third kind of Ochozer is the Ochozer that remains permanently existing in Malchut Derosh, as the origin and the Ma'atzil, emanator of all the Orot and the Kelim in the Guf. You have nothing in the Guf that does not extend from that source. For Malchut, close all the Bechinot of Rosh in the amount of Ochozer that she raises. Hence, she is thus considered Bechinat Keter and Shoresh, root.
To that Ochozer.
For both the Orot de Rosh and Orot de Guf.
Because it clothes Minei Ubei, meaning Malchut of Rosh, is also the source for the Ochozer of the Rosh and also the source for the Opnimi and the Guf.
There is no holding the Or without a Kli whatsoever. And since she begets the Or Chozer that closes the Orot, she is also considered the progenitor of the Orot themselves.
That's how we say that she gives birth to the Orot, but Malchut, what does she give birth to? But she divides it, and that's how she relates to that direct light. Where is Mekif and where is Pnimi?
Adam 13. The fourth Ochozer expands from Pe to Tabur, becoming Kelim to the Or Yashar, though incomplete. The fourth kind is the Ochozer that expands the Kli of Malchut to 10 Sefirot from her and within her, from above downward, called from Pe to Tabur. Malchut of Rosh is called Pe. And Malchut de Guf, the 10th Sefira of Malchut de Rosh, is called Tabur. Indeed, this Or Chozer becomes actual Bechinat Kelim over the 10 Sefirot de Or Yashar that descended inside it from above downward. That is why these 10 Sefirot are called the Guf of the Potsuf. Though they do not manifest as such because of the great importance of the avyut, coarseness in it. In the example of the guest and the host, before he rejects, he has the thought of the desire to resemble the host by this action. So the question is, what is the Ochozer here? The action itself or the desire for equivalence of form?
The Ochozer is the desire of Malchut to identify with the host, to bring itself back to the host in all kinds of ways. That's why there's so many forms or shapes of Ochozer.
The action itself, the rejection itself in practice.
Rejection isn't light, it's action. By that action, that pleasure that he received, by that it's as much as he gives the pleasure back to the host. That's it. I can give the host pleasure. I can cause pleasure by receiving from him. I can cause the host pleasure by not receiving from him. How can that be? That I don't receive and give him pleasure because I prefer to be connected to him than receiving pleasure and distancing myself from him. Because if I get the pleasure, supposedly receive in order to receive, by this I become opposite of the host. So there's the matter of the Ol Chozer, that it can work in a way that supposedly rejects, but actually brings him closer. That's the whole matter of the Ol Chozer. Keep going.
Item 14. The fifth Ol Chozer is the Ol Chozer in Malchut de Guf called Tabur. The fifth kind is the Ol Chozer in Malchut de Guf called Or Nekeva. This is a real Heara, illumination from Or Yashar, but it is a small Heara, a small illumination, having only Bechinat Kabbalah, reception, without any power of bestowal. Hence the name Or Chozer. And remember that. Item 15. The sixth Or Chozer is the one that expands from Tabur downward. The sixth kind of Or Chozer is all that expands from Tabur down of the Guf. It is entirely Bechinat Malchut of the Guf alone. As the first nine Sefirot of the ten Sefirot that expand from Pe to Guf end on the Tabur. Malchut in them takes up the entire place from Tabur to the Siyum of the Partsuf. And though she is only Malchut, she is still considered to be expanding into ten Sefirot. This is from the Bechinat Siyum of each and every Sefira, distinguished in this place.
It
spreads below Tabu. Yeah.
Item 16. That which emerges in the Zivug Deaka in the Rosh is not discriminated, but in the Guf. The Itpashtut, expansion to Malchut, is regarded as being from Pe to Tabur, and the rejection from Malchut is considered to be from Tabur down.
Meaning the Malchut and Rosh actually divides the Partsuf into two, and it determines the light that expands from Pe to the Tabu, and what expands from Tabu to the Siyum.
Item 16. You must understand here that we have no perception in the ten Sefirot de Rosh. It is so because they are Bechinat Ein Sof. And everything we discern in the ten Sefirot de Rosh is but their Bechinat Itpashtut, expansion into the Guf. And the Elyon, the upper one, is studied from the Tachton, the lower one. We say that the Or Elyon expanded up to Malchut, and the Masach in Kli Malchut struck the Or and did not let it enter Kli Malchut and pushed it back. That this Or Chozer clothed ten Sefirot the Or Yashar. This albasha, this clothing of the first nine Sefirot and this rejection from expanding in Malchut are discerned by us because they are so impressed in the Guf on the Tabor. The first nine Sefirot from Tabor up are received and clothed inside the Or Chozer. And the Or that belongs to Sefirat Malchut is rejected. It is not received in Malchut the Guf, which is the entire space from Tabur down. Since that Malchut had clothed all ten Sefirot when she was in Bechinat Ein Sof prior to the Tzimtzum, prior to the restriction, hence the Or filled the entire reality, as written at length. For that reason, we also discern ten hollows in Malchut that has been restricted, that are emptied of their Or, which they had in Bechinat Ein Sof, meaning in the place from Tabur downward. Now, there is only Or Chozer inside them. Hence, in Malchut de Guf, we discern ten Sefirot in and of themselves, as they carry the entire one that appeared by reason of the Tzimtzum. Because of that, the place from Tabur down is called Achoraim, back or posterior, for the lack of the of Or Yashar. The place from Tabur up is called the Panim, anterior, the Partsuf, because it is the place of the Or in the Partsuf.
Rosh Toch Sof. Rosh Panim and Achoraim. Keep going.
Adam 17. The seventh Och Ozer is what remains in the Parzuf after the Istalkur, the departure of Or Yashar from it. The seventh kind is the Och Ozer that remains in the Guf below, after the departure of the Or Yashar from there. It is brought by the words of the Ari, when the Or Yashar returns up to its Shoresh, to its root, the Och Ozer does ascend with it, as the very essence of the Or Chozer in all of Hishtalkut. It has been explained above in item 8 that it comes from the Bechinat retirement of Bechinat Daled, which does not receive the Or because of the force of the Tzimtzum in the Masach that rides over her, regarded by its origin as Aviut and Dim. When it becomes a Kli that extends and closes the Or Elyon,
so it doesn't just reject, it wants to receive.
This Aviut and Din are inverted to complete Zakut and Rachamim until it is completely indescribable as low and dark compared to the Orion clothing it.
Because he doesn't just reject. By the rejection, he starts receiving.
However, during the Istalkut, the departure, when the Or Elyon expands from it and rises to its root, its importance expires and nothing more than its own essence remains of it, meaning Aviut, Tzimtzum, and Din. It is therefore clear that during the Istalkut, the departure, when the Or Yashar returned to its root, the Or Chozer could not ascend with it. Moreover, now its descent below has manifested, meaning the Din and the Aviut became apparent as it is by its own essence, for which it is the reason it is called Or Av. From now on, the difference is calculated in advance between the Kelim that clothe the Or, meaning Or Chozer, and the Or clothed in it, which was not at all apparent prior to the Hishtalkut departure. This is what the Ari says there, that this Or Av, coarse light, is the Bechinat Kelim of the Parzuf.
Well, the reflected light becomes a Kli, because in it, the will to receive is mixed with the reflected light. Yes.
Item 18. The eighth Or Chozer is the above Or Chozer, after having acquired additional Aviut on its own Aviut. The eighth kind is the above Or Chozer, from the perspective of its reception of additional Aviut to its own Aviut, as the Ari says. It is so because besides the Aviut that appeared in it of what it is in itself, there is an imprint of a new din, judgment, that is added, acquired by the current Hishtalkut, departure, which left it in the dark. Because of that, it is in double hit'abut.
Ken.
Read it again, please.
Item 18. The eighth Or Chozer is the above Or Chozer, after having acquired additional Aviut, coarseness, to its own Aviut. The eighth kind is the above Or Chozer, from the perspective of its reception of additional Aviut to its own Aviut. As the Ari says, it is so because besides the Aviut that appeared on it, in it, of what it is in itself, there is an imprint of a new din that is added, acquired by the current Hishtalkut, current departure, which left it in the dark. Because of that, it is in double hitabut, double coarseness.
Yeah, because he can't clothe the direct light, so another addition of Aviut was revealed than what was there before. Before he had a view from the Paltzuf itself. And now from the light that he can't clothe it. What, Rachamim, what do you want?
Rav, Ech Or Chozer,
Or Chozer becomes Or Yashar.
That can't happen. Where do you see that?
I will ask it differently. How can Reshimo aspires to zero in oppositeness of form, it is Ein Sof in equivalence of form?
I don't understand those questions. I don't understand your questions. Where are you taking them from? I don't know. That's it.
Another question. How come the Aviut becomes a mutual masach between the Or Yashar and Or Chozer?
Aviut doesn't become a masach. Aviut is Aviut. Masach is a masach. Keep going.
By rejection and clothing as a result of building Rosh and Thot.
You're building sentences that I don't know them from tests. I don't know them from our studies. What can I do?
Can I ask some more questions?
No, we're studying tests.
Okay, thank you.
Put sentences together that... Yeah.
Item 19. The ninth Or Chozer rises from the Zivug, the account, the Masach, during the degrees of its Hizdakhut, purification. The ninth kind is the ascending Or Chozer through the Zivug, the Haka'a, performed on the Masach in the degrees of its Hizdakhut, purification. The levels that come out in these Zivugim are generally regarded as Or Chozer, even the Or Yashar in them. This is because the Zivugim, couplings, come out during the Din, meaning during the Istalkud, the departure of the Oro to the Ma'atzil, to the Emanator.
Meaning, if the light departs from the Ma'atzil, so everything it gives birth to is also called Or Chozer, even though there's still Or Yashar.
Adam 20. We might ask, but there is Hitpashtut Or Yashar, expansion of direct light from above downward into the goof, in every single level. And it is known that all that extends from above downward is Rachamim. The thing is that indeed there is nothing more than a matter of Hizdakhut, purification here. Even those Zivugim made on the Or Elyon, upper light, are also included in the Histalkut, the departure of the Orot, as this is the conduct of Hizdakhut. It must pass and come in the four Bechinot during its Hizdakhut, purification. As the Or Elyon, which does not stop for even a minute, mates with it on its way. It is like a person who walks out of the house. Even though he takes, for example, four steps on his way out of the house, we still don't regard them as being four rests in his walk. This is completely unthinkable. It is impossible for him to exit the house except through steps, as that is the conduct of walking. So is the issue before us. Even though the Masach passes four Bechinot during the Histalkut, the departure, in which the Or Elyon mates with it on its way, it is still not regarded as Hitpashtut, expansion of Or Elyon into the Parzuf, as Rachamim. Rather, it is considered Din, because the time is a time of Histalkut, departure, containing four expansions of its on its way as well, as this is the usual way of Histalkut, and remember that.
Clear? So it turns out, say, comes out, it expands. Comes out again, expands. Comes out, expands. And that's how it goes through this zigzag. It comes out. That's why all those degrees, the small ones, that come during the general purification, because it's still Or Yashar, they don't count as Or Yashar. It's all called Or Chozer. Keep going.
Adam 21. Has been explained that even though there is a complete level of Rosh Toch Sof in each and every Zivug, which comes out during the Hizdakhut, purification of the Masach, they are still not regarded as Or Yashar, Rachamim, but as Or Chozer and Din. However, all this relates to the Atzmut, the essence of the Partsuf in general, suffering from the histalkut, the departure of the orot from inside it. Hence, it pays little regard to the levels that come out during the hizdakhut of the histalkut of the or. Nevertheless, regarding the values of the levels, meaning as the levels are in of themselves, we have the opposite value. Every level that comes out by a closer zivug to the ma'atzil, to the emanator, is better. That is because in Bechina Daled, only Or Nefesh comes out. And when it is purified into Bechina Gimel, Or Ruach comes out. When that is purified into Bechina Bet, Or Neshama comes out, etc.
Meaning we don't take those individual degrees into account, that they still, through the Izdakhut, they gather in the Potsuf, but to the next coming Potsufim, we'll see, as much as they have a special role to perform. Okay. Where are you? 22? Okay, read 22. We'll...
Adam 22. This above matter of opposite value must be thoroughly and clearly understood, as it is the whole connection and the entire difference between the or and the kli. Hence, not knowing it will fail us every step of the way throughout the wisdom before us. The thing is that there is bechinat kli for the reception of the or elyon, upper light, from by the or yashar, direct light, which are the five bechinot kachab zon, or neran chai. And there is a kli for reception by the or chozer, reflected light, which are the levels also called kachab, zer anpin, and malchut. They are completely opposite to each other, because the same zivug that generates the level of keter, the or chozer, meaning the greater kli, generates Bechinat Nefesh the Or Yashar as well, which is the smallest Or.
Okay, let's go to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, and before we do, let's sing a song together.
היחס שלי אני המכריע, במקום לקבל רוצה להשפיע, תיקון אמיתי יגיע אלינו, בתנאי שאני אחיה עבורנו. אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים, בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים, לפנות השפעה, לפקוח עיניים, לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בכוס מים. עשה לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים, בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים, לפנות השפעה, לפקוח עיניים, לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים. היחס שלך הוא טוב ומטיב, ורק בזכותך נוכל להשיג, תמונת הבינה אלינו תשיב, נרצה השפעה כמוך נגיב. אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים, בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים, לפנות השפעה, לפקוח עיניים, לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים. אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים, בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים, לפנות השפעה, לפקוח עיניים, לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים.